I find that I'm fascinated.
Hello everyone. As I mentioned, I've had the idea knocking around for some time of making a kind of top Trump style cards, or making football manager stats for politicians. And I've actually had a go and made some. I haven't made many, I've made like 10. But I thought it'd be fun to talk you through what the categories are, and also like some of the cards. I've made a Tony Blair and a Donald Trump and a Keir Starmer and so on. And a little bit fun, something a little bit lighter-hearted for today. So before we get going, I've got an autumn sale on, or if you're in America, a fall sale. Promo code Shredder gets you 25% off all courses. Buy it now. I'm going to play a short ad, and when I come back, we're going to be going through my kind of top Trump's football manager cards for politicians. It's promo code Shredder. World-class education denied to you by school, denied to you by woke university. Well, no more. Pick up your course today. 25% off all courses with promo code Shredder. That's Shredder. Buy it now. All right. Now, as promised, I'm going to be taking you through a number of cards here. And what I've done, I've devised it a little bit like a top Trump's card, but also there's more stats. So it's a little like a cross between top Trump's and football manager. There are 12 different categories in three broad groupings. So in the character category, we've got discipline, which is how disciplined the politician is, right? We've got how much they stick on message, how much they're able to, stick by a party line, something like that. We've got loyalty. That is, how loyal are they to their friends in politics, and to some extent to their supporters as well, but mainly to their friends. Then we've got ambition. You know, how ambitious are they? Determination. How determined are they? You know, if they suffer a knockback, will they come back again and back again and back again? Then we have a set of on-screen ratings. Charisma, obviously, is a kind of, that's how charismatic the person is. Speeches is how well they deliver speeches. Interviews, that's how do they perform in the interview setting, either with a hostile journalist or in a Q&A or even with a friendly journalist, in a conversational setting. X factor is that little je ne sais quoi, right? It's actually distinct from simply just charisma. It's a kind of star power. You kind of know it when you see it. Then behind the scenes, another very important set of skills, things that you don't see on camera and also not necessarily related to their character. This is more the kind of operational stuff. Organization, obviously critical skill. Vision, you know, the big picture stuff. What is your vision for the future, your vision for humanity, your vision for politics? Policy, and that's both in terms of policy proposals, policy detail, and so on, getting together a policy team. And then finally, what I've called dark arts. That's all of the skullduggery, keeping a file on you, being able to use kind of dark hit pieces in the press to remove people, and perhaps even worse. And as no surprise to anybody, our top Trump in the deck is Tony Blair, who I've given very high ratings to. As I've always maintained, Tony Blair, you know, is a kind of political Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo or something. He doesn't have any weaknesses. He's an 18, 17, 18, 19, 20 in every single category. He's got a little bit less for loyalty there, because, you know, when if there's an issue that he really cares about, he could break ranks, for example, over Remain Brexit. He was very, very upset with Jeremy Corbyn's leadership. And so he wasn't so loyal to Labour that he didn't campaign with Lib Dems and things like that. You know, famously, he had the beef with Gordon Brown. But generally, Tone is loyal to his friends in politics. He's got very good on-camera skills. Not quite a 20 out of 20 in any of those, but still very good in front of the camera. A little bit. I've watched a lot of Blair interviews, and the reason he's only getting 17 and not higher is because he can get rattled on occasion. And I think you can always tell when Tone is a little bit rattled sometimes in interview settings. Where he really shines, though, is in the behind the scenes. I mean, he's got the Tony Blair Institute, the biggest think tank in the world, the biggest government advisory in the world, which basically does this stuff 24/7. So, you know, as we're watching this video, bods at the Tony Blair Institute are coming up with policy, ways to control your life, etc., etc. So he pretty much maxed out on these. He only gets 19 rather than 20 in policy because there's a couple of occasions he doesn't quite think through every single, like, for example, on the AI evangelism side, he pushes it and pushes it and pushes it. But often I don't see an adequate thinking through of some of the downsides. Right, so he only gets 19 rather than 20 because he doesn't always forestall what happens if things goes wrong, which is quite a big flaw. But he's pretty much great in every other area of coming up with policy detail, getting his policy agenda in front, getting his policies implemented, embedded in systems, and so on. Pretty much Blair is, he has mastered politics, right? That is why he is the Lionel Messi of the top Trump's deck. Now, I've only done like 10 cards here. It's fun to go through a couple of others here. Donald Trump is the only American politician I've done, but because he's the most famous guy in the world and the president, I thought I'd stick him in. Trump, you know, you have to give it to him. He's got 20 out of 20 for determination and ambition. His ambition, you know, sky is the limit. A big, huge, big picture guy, determination. I mean, has anybody else been knocked down and got back up more than Trump? On some of the others, loyalty. He is quite loyal to his friends, but he also throws people under the bus at the drop of a hat as well. The reason it's 14 and not lower, some people will be saying, well, how can you give him above 10? Is that when it comes to certain friends, his Zionist backers, for example, he's extremely loyal. And also, I've noticed he gives people second chances a lot when he doesn't need to. You know, he kicked out Steve Bannon, but then he brought him back. He kicked out. So that often, when he throws people under the bus, it's short term, and then he brings them back in again and again. So he does like turning back to the same people, and he puts a premium on loyalty. It's ironic that Trump is not a 20 out of 20, given how important he says loyalty is to him. But, you know, there it is. Discipline is only 12. You know, he doesn't always stick to, you know, I mean, some people will be surprised that it's as high as it is, right? But actually, how many other guys have set an agenda in politics for the best part of a decade? So he can't be any less than 10 in discipline, but he's obviously not like at Blair levels for discipline either. He doesn't always stay focused and things like that. So he's only a 12. On screen, I actually think Trump, his speeches are probably he often flubs a speech, or lots of the time he gives a speech and it's boring and things like that. So he's never been the best speeches, in my opinion. He's still a 15, right? But he is maxing out on charisma, maxes out on X Factor, and he's pretty good in the interview setting, the Q&A setting as well. So, yeah, Trump a very good card on the on-screen side of things. Behind the scenes, I give him a 20 out of 20 in the dark arts. I think that Trump actually is mafioso and, you know, excels in the dark arts side of things, the bribery, the blackmails, the blowjobs, and all the rest of it. Maybe he's enmeshed in that world in himself as well. Less good in some of the other categories, the organization. I mean, you know, his first White House was a shit show. Even this White House has been shambolic at times. He's got a vision that has captured the hearts and minds of 70 million Americans plus, etc. Less good on the policy front for obvious reasons. So that's Trump. Just quickly going forward, if you want to see Keir Starmer, he is a shockingly bad card. If I was playing this game with my daughter, AAA, she'd be saying, it's a poor card. I've got a poor card, Daddy. Because I often say I've got a poor card, you know. He is a poor card. His on-screen skills are lacking. Low charisma, lack of X factor, poor speeches, poor on interviews. Behind the scenes, he's not much better. His character, you know, he backstabbed Jeremy Corbyn. So he's not very loyal, not particularly ambitious, even though he's the prime minister. He flip-flops a lot, so he's not determined to stay a course. The only thing I give him relatively high on is discipline due to his robot-like nature. But generally speaking, Starmer, crap card. Corbyn is a predecessor as Labour leader and the leader of this Your Party thing, which is falling apart. Also not a very good card. Particularly poor in organisation, dark arts, policy. You know, he's not that charismatic. He's not, doesn't have that much X factor, not particularly good in interviews and speeches. Disloyal, you know, one of the most disloyal party members of Labour in history, but voted against the party line hundreds of times. The only reason he's got a high discipline skill is because of his dedication to the far left cause, anti-war cause, things like that, and his ability not to throw, like, to stick to kind of hard left lines. Basically, that's the discipline part. Otherwise, not a very good card. Farage, he maxes out on ambition and determination as well. Very ambitious man, very determined man, very disloyal man. Okay, unlike Trump, who always lets people back, Farage falls out with people. He stays falling out with people. He also maxes out, or is high up in dark arts. The number of people Farage has screwed over, Rupert Lowe, for example, the dirty tactics he's used in the past. Where he's low is in organization, in discipline, doesn't really excel in policy, doesn't have show much interest in robust or serious policy. Obviously, where he's very good, Farage, is on screen. He's actually a very good on-screen presence, high charisma, good speeches. He's very good at interviews. He's actually, I've made him like a top Trump in interviews. Why? Because he, I mean, in a hostile scenario, he deals with, he's arguably better than Trump, I would say, in a kind of hostile interview setting. And he's got an X factor too. So Farage, very good in front of the screen, much, much worse behind, you know, in some of the other areas. Ed Davey, who's making a play, very mediocre card. Marginally better than Starmer, but you can see middling ratings across the board. Really, not a top card at all. Boris Johnson, you know, one for loyalty, three for discipline. Notoriously, not that hardworking character. Quite ambitious, quite determined. Where he excels is also on screen. He's good in all those on-screen aspects. Definitely has an X factor, definitely has charisma, very good in all those settings. Where he's bad in pretty much everything else, bad behind, disorganized, lacking in vision, no policy at all. And that is why Boris Johnson had to buddy up with Dominic Cummings. Now, if you've ever played Football Manager, there are players and there's staff, you know, there are people who don't have skills in every area. Like, you know, like a goalkeeper, like a specialist, you know. And Dominic Cummings is a behind-the-scenes specialist, right? He's a SPAD, he's an organizer, he's a communications man. So I've made a category of people here, if anybody ever wanted to expand this, right? I've made a category where Dominic Cummings doesn't have an on-screen rating because he's a specialist. So if you had Boris Johnson as an example, but because he's so poor behind the scenes, he'd need a behind-the-scenes operator who's good in dark arts, policy, vision, organization. He's a high card in all of those. And that means that he could buddy up with Johnson to make a total package. Famously, they fell out, of course. Similar, Keir Starmer's got one of these characters, Morgan McSweeney, behind the scenes. He's ambitious. He's disciplined. He's determined. He's good in the dark arts. He's got vision. Blue light, like Morgan McSweeney, good behind the scenes operator. Unfortunately for Morgan McSweeney, as we've talked about, his boss is just a shit card, basically. So there's nothing you can't make. It's very difficult to make chicken salad with chicken shit, to use an old pro wrestling bit of lingo. Finally, a couple of weeks back, his career was basically ended for the 10th time. He'll be back, I'm sure. Maybe he won't be, actually. Maybe there's no coming back from Epstein. But occasionally, these sorts of characters, the McSweeneys or Cummings, actually step out from behind the shadows to go in front of the screen. Peter Mandelson's one of the few who Svengali figures who actually became an MP afterwards. And he's a pretty good card. You know, he's not bad in front of the camera, but he's way better behind the scenes. And Peter Mandelson, right, if you look at him, his character, his behind-the-scenes skills, his dark arts, his vision, his organization, and think about, right, who he was working for, and the power levels of the Blair government were just insane, right? It just absolutely insane how good Blair's team was in the Football Manager, in the Football Manager stakes. And the drop from the likes of Blair and Mandelson to these characters here is pretty significant. So this is a way, just a bit of fun, really, of quantifying some of the stuff I talk about, because I often think about things in terms of the Football Manager stats in my analysis, and I thought it'd be fun to just do a video showing you what that looks like once and for all. All right, pick up a course at the Academic Agency, promo code Shredder, and I'll see you next time. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.